Recently, I ran a marathon, a 26-mile marathon. And it's an attitude, as I tell everyone, that everything in life is an attitude. It was my third marathon, and I was running with this friend of mine up in Minneapolis. His name is Bucky. And I was going to talk him through his marathon. He just wasn't sure whether he could do it or not. He had trained and everything, but 26 miles, and he had heard all kinds of things like the wall. And I told him, I said, Bucky, I've been in two marathons. I won them both. He said, come on, you didn't win the marathon. I said, yeah, Bill Rogers was in that one race with me. I won it. He said, how could you win it? I said, well, it just depends on how you define win. I said, this guy goes out there and runs 2 hours, 10 minutes, and he stops. Anybody can do that. You go out there and run 4 hours like I did, then you got something. And that was my attitude. I really believe that anybody can stop after 2 hours. I was just getting warmed up at that time. Just because I still had 13 more miles to go didn't mean anything. And so I was talking to him, and negative thinking, you see, is something you just have to program out of your life. You just, I mean, in all areas, just to stop thinking negative, down, no matter what it is that's happening to you. You get a flat tire, and one of them goes down, you got all kinds of reasons to be upset. And you have all kinds of reasons not to be upset. Three of them didn't go down. I mean, you could be four times more depressed. You want to see depression? Now, there's four tires. Now you got something to think about. It's up to you. And so we're running along, and we hit about 17 miles, and Bucky keeps thinking about the wall. I know that wall is coming, I know. And I said, Buck, there's no wall. That the wall is a myth. We're just going to run right through that wall. We're going. We're going for 26 miles. We only have 9 more miles to go. All of a sudden, Mr. Negative pulls up alongside of us. Hey, you guys mind if I run with you? Oh, that's fine. All right. He runs along and says, boy, I'll tell you, you think you're feeling good now? But he said, yeah, I don't really feel too bad. He said, you just wait 3 miles up the road, you're going to have cramps that you're not going to believe. And I understand that the temperature is the hottest it's ever been for this date in history. He researched it, so he'd have a lot of things to be upset about. And Bucky said, we ain't going to make it. This is going to wall. There's no wall. There's no wall. And the guy said, oh, I mean, I'm telling you, it just comes over you. It just comes over you. It's like the devil. It just comes out and it lands on you. I can tell already by just the way that you're sweating and breathing. You got about 3.5, 4 miles at the most in you. Bucky's going, oh, I might as well stop now. Sure enough, I told the guy, I said, look, why don't you just run on over there someplace? We don't want to hear your kind of thinking. I was already starting to believe it. I'm looking for walls all of a sudden. Never saw one in my life. All of a sudden, there's walls I'm looking for. Sure enough, about 22 miles, there he was. He had pulled a muscle. He had started something like 11 marathons, had never finished one in his life, ever. This guy, this negative thing. And we just walked, kind of just ran right past him. He had set himself up for that kind of thing. Now, I'll tell you something. When I lined up at that marathon, the very first time I did it, I said to myself, Wayne, you either finish the marathon or you die. You get your choice. That's it. You'll have one excuse. And right on the back of your shirt, you can have it printed in there. I told you it was a wall or something. But you're going to be dead, so you're not going to even know about it. Because that's the only thing that's going to keep you from finishing it. And that went, and whatever pains came along, whatever things I began to think, I would always remind myself that I just was going to refuse to allow myself to be done in by some silly expectations.